B-Pod Studios.
Here we are at the Queen Park Social MRL Show Wrap Party podcast for Friday, November 8th. What's going on, everybody?
Hello.
Hi.
Myself, Maney.
Myself, Roy.
And Loren.
Yourself, Loren.
No, yeah.
Melanie from Promotions is here. Emily Beth, our account executive, is here. Brad Humphreys, our cinematographer, is here.
Yeah, he's our engineer.
Wow.
He's
Ruby's our pulling, superstar Ruby, engineer. My daughter's here. She's pulling my headset.
If you can't tell, we are at Queen Park Social. Which, you know, every time we do this, I wonder what everyone else thinks that we're doing.
A lot of people have come up and asked.
Oh, really? What do you tell them?
We're doing a Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
you of course, got to lie.
Yeah. You something can't. Really nerdy.
That's hilarious.
We're previewing tomorrow's Renaissance Festival.
That's probably actually a real podcast.
Which, by the way, we are going to be there tomorrow at the Renaissance Festival from 3 to 5. If you're listening to this in Charlotte, we'd love for you to drop by.
Actually, I think they need a podcast, and I'm gonna reveal a radio secret. People don't like it when we do this, but tomorrow when you hear us on the radio at the Carolina Renaissance Festival, we did that in advance. We're not actually live. So the guys, actors, recorded that, and they
right.
were really
yeah, they were.
All in yeah. on recording their little segments with us. They need a podcast.
They were really, really good.
They enjoyed being on the radio.
But, yeah, to set up the scene, we're in the middle of the Queen Park Social in, like, the game room. By the way, Roy, did you notice the new rug?
I did. They must have got that for me.
Everybody that walked in, producer Nicole said, because she was here first, she goes, everyone said, is that a new rug?
Yeah, we, like, know this place so well.
Yeah, and Roy,
we know the decor.
Roy came in and, like, stood on the rug and then, like, started twisting his feet around. He's like, oh, this is a cool rug.
Yeah, I slide. It squishes.
By the way, Loren walked in like the mom in Schitt's Creek before as producer Nicole.
I wish Roy would have been here to enjoy it, too.
Oh, Myra?
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Like, what'd you do?
She had her glasses on.
My glasses, my purse.
Is there a fur jacket to accompany
no.
it?
No.
Like real authentic furs. Oh, hello.
As we're sitting here talking, my six-year-old son's playing Dallas in a game of table hockey.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, we really love coming here. We love this place, you guys. And I know I just talked to Brad, the general manager here. He said they do have some dates available for, like, parties. And this is
holiday
the
parties?
Best place for holiday parties.
Really
we had
is.
A holiday party here one year.
We
it was
did.
A lot yeah. of fun.
The
man.
Hornets had theirs here.
It's yeah. cool, though. They've got bocce. They've got life-size Jenga. They've got shuffleboard. They've got huge TVs all over this place. Bowling.
It's just the perfect
Am I
spot.
Missing anything?
They got string lights, so your Instagram yeah. photos look great.
Yep, huge TVs, tons of them, great music and
yeah.
great food. So, yeah, you can do that. Nicole's a little upset because Ruby, my daughter's not going to her. She's
although
starting
she,
to pay
although
attention
she's
to you now.
She's playing like a peekaboo game with you, which is really cute. She keeps leaning over and like looking at Nicole. Hi, Dean.
Dean, I got your food over here. Here's your chicken tenders, buddy. Dean, your chicken tenders. Okay. So far, the podcast is off the hook.
Yeah, man. I don't even remember what we talked about in today's show, so I have no idea what to talk about. I don't know what we did.
Yeah. You know, I kind of shut it all off after I walked out of the studio today.
And like, I don't know. I've been, like, nonstop since the show. And I just,
what'd you do?
Real estate stuff.
Okay. For your house?
No, for clients. Because I've been so busy with my house and my problems.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to focus on everyone else's problems.
Gotcha.
And so, like, I have schedulings this weekend, showings this weekend. I had to create all these different things.
Roy posted about, like, a house on Longview.
Oh, my gosh.
On his
we got a Longview listing, and I really want to go in there. So if somebody can please
wait,
do a showing.
Wait, I swear to you, I almost texted Roy and be like, talk to me about the Longview house. Just because I was curious.
Explain to everyone what Longview is.
So Longview is, like, this beautiful gated community in South Charlotte. And it's, like, where all the richos live, right? But I was like, I'm just curious. Like, I want to know how much it's listed for,
well,
like, how many bedrooms. I'm just nosy like that.
So our Longview listing's only, like, only, by the way. I say only, like, in comparison to the other properties.
Yeah.
But it's a corner lot, which is good there. And it's, like, $800-some thousand, which there is not that bad.
Yeah, those houses in there are, like, $1 million.
Million,
yeah.
So you know. No, we're trying to sell a Longview house, and so I now, like, I was doing all the stuff for that, and I want to go in there and take a look around. So if you're rich and you listen to this, let me know, so we can be nosy together.
So, yeah, we Amanda had some dental work done. So I got home, and I was on Ruby duty right away. And then I forgot. I'm supposed to be walking my neighbor's dog.
Oliver.
Oliver, yeah, yep. Right. Yeah.
By the way, why
do
I know?
You know the dog's name?
No, I do. I wasn't going to say it.
Go in and be like, come here, boy.
No, Oliver's in the crate.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. I know all about Oliver.
Yeah, because I had to tell Siri to remind me to walk Oliver yesterday. I forgot. I was supposed to walk him at 1, and at like 3:30, a quarter to 4, I had forgotten. So.
Oh, no.
I called the owner, though. It's my neighbor. And I said, hey, man, I'm so sorry. I forgot to walk Oliver. I'm doing it now. And he's like, oh, that's okay. You know, like Oliver can hang for a little while.
Poor Oliver.
That's okay. He just hasn't eaten
but
all day.
But here's the thing with
really
Oliver.
He really has to go to the bathroom.
Oliver is a, he's like a Yorkie, I guess.
Aww.
Like kind of longer hair. And when I go to put the collar on him with the leash, it's hard to not get his hair stuck in like close his hair on the collar.
Yeah. Well, he's probably used to it.
I guess. But it took me like 10 minutes alone just to get the collar on him to take him for a walk. And then I took him for a walk. He walked outside, peed immediately, turned around, and went back in.
He's my dog.
I was like, really?
That's my dog.
It took me longer to get the leash on you.
I think that's a Yorkie thing, because Woofer was a Yorkie, and he would just go outside and do his business. And then he was like, I have no interest in taking a walk. You can
take
me right back inside.
That's true. He would just lay there. I remember Woofer. I took him to...
he's still just laying there.
Oh, my
at the vet.
In the grave.
No, he's at the vet.
Yeah, no, I took him to Freedom Park, and I was like, all right, buddy, let's go for a walk. And he took 2 steps out of my car and just passed out on the sidewalk. And I'm like, what? And I had to, like, carry him with my arms. Mm. Oh, man.
So, by the way, I'm being inundated with parenting stuff. Dean's tapping my head. And
oh, but you know what, though? I missed the food ordering part. Can I get a menu? I would love.
That's Justin. He's our server.
Hi, Justin. Can I have a menu? Everyone else ordered wonderful food.
What's up, Dean? Can you run to the bathroom? Yeah, go ahead.
I'm okay for right now. Thank you.
Wait, hold on.
Thank you. By the way,
what's wrong?
You're getting the real deal here.
I got to go run to the bathroom with Dean.
Oh, okay. We'll put Nicole on the mic,
okay,
even
good.
Though she's eating a chicken wing. Okay, there's the exchange. Nicole's hands are full of chicken wings, so. Hi, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, I'm a little busy.
I love how this has... I don't want to say gone off the rails, but as you can tell, this podcast is very laid back.
Hey, single parenting is really hard. Yeah, when Dean's got to go to the bathroom and...
Then you got to take Ruby.
Yeah,
It's a whole thing.
Although Dallas probably could have taken him to the bathroom, but, you know, he's over there having a cocktail.
Yeah, drinking. It looks like bourbons with Sterling, my boyfriend. Sterling, by the way, did not want to come to the Rap Party podcast today.
Dallas did not either.
He was afraid that we'd put him on the radio. And I'm like, well, if we try, just say no.
Meanwhile, Kylie invited herself.
That's fine. You're always invited. It's fine. You're fine. You're always welcome. Sterling didn't want to be on the radio. Because then we'll embarrass him or I'll say something.
Yeah.
I think Sterling secretly hates the fact that I'm even on the radio.
I was nervous about bringing Dallas today because today we did the What's Your Numbers game.
Oh, and he doesn't know?
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
Did he hear the bit?
Let's ask him his.
I don't know if he'll tell you. He might say the same thing that I did. But you can ask him.
Are you going to ask him what his number is?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I really want to know. Hold on.
Dallas.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if I really want to know
Sterling's
the answer to this.
Freaking out. He's like, please don't call me. Don't call me.
You're next. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so, Dallas, on the show today, we played a game called What's Your Number, where our radio family called in and talked to us, and then they had to tell us what they thought our moving furniture number was. And
PR or PL and PD does not work.
Yeah, so I copped out, and I said... you know, my number's 1, I said, because it's PR and PD, pre-REN, pre-DAO.
It's like a black hole. It doesn't count.
Yeah, see? Okay, so he says the same thing. Because you don't really want to know my number, and I don't really want to know yours. Okay, good. We're even.
Well, they're talking about how many partners
they've
had.
It's 102.
Yeah, and Sterling quickly walked away.
And he didn't flinch.
I will punch you right in the balls. I do not want to know that. Okay.
Welcome back, buddy. We've been just talking about our sexual partners.
I see Dallas is
Maybe
sitting
he's
here.
Back.
Although I Sterling, as you could tell, quickly walked away when we told him.
Yeah.
We're talking about how many partners
Aww,
we've
Ruby
had.
Oh, baby.
Damn it. What a good conversation. And I.
Well, they didn't reveal anything, at least as far as I know. I was distracted ordering a food. But.
I just wanted to confirm with Dallas that he
you
felt
guys don't
the same
reveal.
Way I did. Yeah.
I like that rule.
I heard
I like that
part.
Rule.
And, like, I don't know my wife's exact number.
But you don't want to really know, right?
I know for sure one with Ruby, and then another one with Dean.
Right.
That's two. That's two times, right? All right. I'm going to give the headset back to Nicole.
Well,
give it to Dallas. Here, Dal, you do the podcast. Here, everybody, Dallas, I got to go parent.
Oh, great. All right.
Oh, I love it.
Dallas, welcome to the Brat Party podcast.
Nice.
Welcome to it.
Welcome to the love line.
Yeah, man. So, that was kind of a big moment on our show. And then I said a number I don't think anybody believed.
No. Can we say it again? Or is that like an ex-nay on the Sterling A?
I think it's fine. So it's only been two. It's only been two. But that doesn't count. That's like full on. I mean, I've done other things.
Those are asterisks. Those
yeah,
do
I know.
Yeah, they don't count either.
In the gay community, there's a lot of things you can do. It's a lot of fun. And so we just do that sometimes.
Yeah.
I've done that. But, only two. Only two has been full on.
I don't – you know, the day before we had people call in and have them – we did the same thing. So we had to guess their number. But, like, I don't know that I would ever, like, call a radio station and just willingly
no,
put my number out there.
No, those people were nuts. I don't know
they
why
had
they
to be
did.
Lying, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like, didn't one guy say, like, 30?
Yeah.
He had to been
I'm
lying.
Like, you're tooting your own horn.
Yeah. I mean, with Maney, it's believable because, you know.
Because he was a man whore.
Well, and then he didn't marry until he was, like, 37. Like, yeah. He waited a minute.
Dallas was like, I didn't met you at 30.
Listen, and that's why we don't know your number.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's fine. And it's fine, Dallas.
I don't even know what it is because they all meant nothing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Exactly.
Yeah, smart.
Great answers. Great
hey,
answers.
Who's feeding you lines?
He's like right in like elbow distance,
yeah.
So he knows.
Yeah. I know who's driving this truck home. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, other big moments on the show. We had unqualified advice with the Rover. The guy wants to date the person. By the way, if you don't know what Rover is, it's an app where you can summon a dog walker. And so he's been walking this girl's dog, but he wants to go on a date with her, but he didn't know how to do it without it being awkward. Now, Loren, you brought up a good point that no matter how if he leaves anything in the house, like a note.
It's very invasive.
Then you're a stalker.
It's weird. Yeah.
So I have a problem with that just to begin with. So that app, do you meet them? Do they come to your house and meet
them?
Yeah,
well, you see yes, because I've used it before. You
That's what Nicole does.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So you do see their photos, and then you schedule a time, and then you talk, because they got to learn things about your dog. They got to learn, you know, your dog. And then, but he evidently said it was love at first sight.
Yeah, which was a little creepy. And he's like, she was the woman of my dreams. I really want to ask her out. And we're like, well, this could go sideways for you.
Yeah.
So people were saying, oh, leave her flowers, leave her a note.
Leave
and
a note attached to the dog?
Yeah. And I was like,
that's
can't.
That's actually funny.
Okay, yeah. But I think it's weird to leave anything inside the house.
Well, it's on the dog.
Yeah, but he's
so the dog
a key
changes.
To her place.
Yeah.
The dog is less creepy than leaving it on the kitchen counter.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because you know? Then you're like, what else has he been through? Yeah,
right.
Right.
That's
right.
What I would think.
Yeah, especially if he went to like your office, pulled out stationery.
I'd be like, right, this cat found
this like my pen.
Paper and pen. He found a vase.
Why is my name on my own? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We got to find a new dog.
You know what?
But if it's a cute owner on the collar saying, hey, date my walker or something, maybe that's...
I don't know.
Cute.
I'd have to put something like, maybe I could walk you to dinner one night, or maybe I walk you... To a cup
tongue
of
in cheek,
yeah,
something like
yeah.
He's like Rico Suave. Like
I like
he,
that.
I know.
I don't
How can my number be two in all these lines,
yeah.
Man.
I
don't
love
know, there's so much game over.
You could, you. But you're so
For
right.
For those of you in the radio audience that can't see the look, I just,
yeah, dude, you're too smooth.
The keep talking. Yeah. Go ahead, keep talking.
I want you
this.
To.
I want to hear this.
I agree, though. Like I don't. Like, I don't mind scooping your poop. Call me.
No.
No.
Oh,
okay.
Too far. We're going to draw the line.
Okay, there's
the
line.
Yeah.
Okay, so clearly I'm not as smooth as you, Dallas. I'll take notes later, dude. But that was a good show. It was a good Friday show. I was kind of checked out for half of it anyway.
I missed so I was laughing. I heard the clip on the radio on the way up here. What was the other food stuff? Was there any real the banana one was the throwing poo thing was hilarious, yeah. By the way. I almost wrecked my truck.
Manny's like, well, you got to open up this way. The monkeys do it. The primates do it. I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah, let's follow their example. We built skyscrapers, just so you know.
They throw poop.
They're not far from it. I mean, they're on their way. Don't get me wrong. I went to a zoo. Sorry, Nicole. I went to a zoo, and I saw a group of monkeys, and they were huddled together coming up with a plan. Like, they were all looking and, like, back huddled, looking and then huddled. And, like, they're communicating way too well.
Mm-hmm. They do.
But, yeah, we were the smarter ones.
Yeah.
don't believe that. But no, I did. I bit into an orange
and
with the peel on.
Had to spit out the rind.
Which wasn't bad. It wasn't great.
I've bitten into an orange just to get it started.
No, yeah.
Well, this is full in.
You ate the rind?
Like you're eating an apple.
Like you get the juice, you get the inside of the orange, and then you just spit out
the rind.
The rind.
Yeah.
Is there anything you eat weird? I don't know.
Do you eat an onion full on?
Ew. No.
I've seen that.
The cucumber, yeah, like a pickle, bothers me.
Yeah, eating a cucumber like a pickle, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you eat anything weird. Like, I'm trying to think things that annoy
me. Well, Manny did the apple. He ate the core first, bite into the core, and then we got a text message from someone that they said that they think that you...
there's cyanide in the
If you eat the seeds.
Seeds
in the core, it's like cyanide. It could kill you.
Well, we're happy to report Manny's still okay.
Yeah, so that's not true.
Oh, I'm all right.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm listening to the podcast. It's a lot more entertaining than being on it.
Is the podcast entertaining today?
I'm listening to it. It's a lot better than being on it.
Nobody can hear him, but he says it's entertaining.
Kind of.
Yeah, maybe.
So Dallas is going to Vancouver.
Oh, really? Yeah, so text in if you know anything good in Vancouver.
Ooh, look at you going to the exotic place of Kanata.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
My first time to Kanata.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah, never mind.
Oh, I feel like you guys...
Really? No, you've been to Toronto, no?
Nope.
Oh, that's
really?
Cool.
Yeah.
Is Vancouver on our side or on the other side?
It's on the left side.
The other side.
Yeah.
So it's a long flight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's all day.
Sterling and I have thought about going to Toronto because it's like a quick hour and a half flight.
Toronto is supposedly awesome.
Yeah. And it's right there near us.
Although I will say our au pair, Elena, went to Toronto when she went to Niagara Falls, and she didn't love it. Yeah.
I wonder why.
She actually said it was kind of dirty.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was just the opposite. I thought all the Canadians had it tightened up.
That's like what I thought, too.
People ride their bikes to work. And
but maybe she's comparing
cycling.
It to Charlotte. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
maybe.
This is a really clean city compared to most that I've lived in.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Well,
I'll give a full report.
Cool.
Let us know. So are you guys doing Canada sales now?
We
or is it just a conference?
It's a conference.
Okay.
It's dinners and...
Yeah, there's a conference for everything.
I know.
Like my dad, he doesn't sell. He installs and manages the car wash business of a gas station, which surprising is a big deal. Like they have people pay 24 hours to fix those things because if it goes down, they lose a lot of money, which I would have never thought that's a big deal. But he goes to car wash conventions in Vegas where they have, and I shit you not, fully built car washes as examples for you to look at.
Oh, yeah. We have a full surgical suite in our booth. Like, it's insane.
Like, there's an OR in your booth?
There's an OR. And it's funny because I work women's health, so there's actually like a
Do you have fake vaginas?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Like, the whole deal.
So That's when awesome. Dallas first got the job, he's been working in medical sales for women's health for
15 years.
Yeah. And when he first got the job, we called him the vagina whisperer.
You know a lot. I don't know how you do it.
I'm so far behind enemy lines. You ladies have no idea.
Listen, I'm sure not everyone you see is great, okay?
I'm sure of it, man. Well, if they're needing the help of a doctor, I mean,
yeah,
I guess something's going on.
Right. All right.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of different conferences. Meanwhile, Dad tells me, yeah, they set up full-size car washes and they do demonstration. And I'm like, yeah, the radio conference is a bunch of just, like, crap sitting on a table.
Yeah.
and you just walk around.
Yeah.
I actually appreciated your radio conference. Those
really?
People, those people got after it.
Oh, well,
yeah,
we know how to drink.
Remember Dallas met us out there.
I went to Chicago and met you guys.
Yeah.
Remember we had that dinner for...
Oh, my God, and I was hammered.
You were hammered. You were
you know, ever since that dinner, they now have a no liquor policy. It's
do they
very
really?
Strange.
No, do they really?
No, it's you know, what's so funny is that, like, how do I say this?
I didn't read the room.
It's typically just wine. It's
yeah.
typically just wine. Not many people do liquor.
Here comes Myra from Schitt's Creek ordering her dirty martinis. Not giving a flying F what everybody else is ordering.
It's Myra.
It's Moira.
Moira
is how he says
Moira.
It. Yeah, I think he just has an accent.
Moira.
Though.
Moira.
Yeah.
You watch Schitt's Creek?
That's our engineer,
you watch
Brad,
Schitt's Creek, Brad,
who's inserting himself.
Oh, it's awesome that Brad loves Schitt's Creek because it's such a good show.
Am I not the mother?
She's kind of the mother of Schitt's Creek.
Well
not physically.
Like, yeah,
it's
not
spirit
physically.
Animal.
Yeah, she's my spirit animal.
Yeah, he's like, you couldn't hear Brad, but he's like, if you had more wrinkles, you'd be the mom. Yeah, well, the mom's old.
Yeah, in like 30 years.
Yeah. No. Another Midwolka for my hard work today. Maybe he's ordering
no,
more.
No, good. Actually, well, I was going to ask Dallas. My drink's broken, too, but that's good.
It's typically only, like, bottomless wine, and then you guys started the liquor thing, which then other people picked up one, and everyone else started doing liquor.
Their bill for the night must have, like, quadrupled what it was the year before.
I know. Because before it was just... It was like they only had like two different wines that you could choose from, and that's it.
But let me tell you what happened, because I thought I was reading the room, but we got there as dinner was like starting and everyone was funneling into
the bar.
They were funneling into the actual like table dinner to the room, but they were coming from the bar.
So they already
and
had the liquor
I hadn't
drink.
Gone to the bar, so I didn't realize that, you know, people were getting the drinks there.
Yeah.
I thought when we walked into the
it's
room that they were ordering whatever they wanted.
It wasn't like that, which is awesome.
Well, I think we got a dirty martini at the bar, like in
I don't know.
As we were walking in the room.
I drank so many dirty martinis that night.
And then you Jedi mind tricked the waiter. He was like, I think it's only beer and wine. And you were like, no, it's a dirty martini. He was like, okay.
That sounds like Loren.
Yeah,
it does. That sounds like there was the one guy who was like, I don't have instruction to give liquor. And Loren's like, yes,
it's fine.
It's fine. Put it on the bill.
Yeah.
I've been told.
This guy's been in radio for 50 years.
Yeah.
He's fine.
No, but we've, the time before that we went, I drank so much red wine. We had to drive back because it was in Atlanta. We drove
back. Yeah, you
back,
guys were driving back to my baby shower.
Oh, hung over.
That's when you lost your wallet.
Lost my phone.
Oh, the phone.
I lost my phone. I was puking in the bush at McDonald's.
But that's how I felt the day when we were in Chicago. You're the day after. Hurt. Remember, everyone was supposed to go to Sky Deck together, and then we were supposed to do the tilt. And I didn't meet you guys at Skydeck because I was still puking.
Yeah, you were rough. Hey, just a public service announcement. If you're really, really hungover, going to the very top of the tallest building in Chicago.
And that ain't good.
And getting hung over the side.
Over
yeah.
Side, not the best move.
No.
Yeah, we did that, though.
We knocked it out.
Hey, I still met you guys later in the day for the tilt. I rallied. I pulled myself together.
You flew back just fine?
Yep.
Everything was good.
Like a goddamn professional.
And then after we left, the tower, did you see the tower cracked?
Cracked.
Yeah. It's happened a couple times, though.
That's nuts.
But that glass is so thick. There's no way that it would break all the way through, but it definitely, like...
I'm not okay with it breaking just a little.
Yeah, so that's my thing.
Yeah.
And now everybody's got the pool that's got the plexiglass, like... Top of it's a pool on top of the building.
Yeah.
The plexiglass is literally
don't
the
like
side
that.
Of the building.
That's how you die.
That is. That's
how you die.
I'm surprisingly okay with it.
Yeah, of
yeah,
course
that's great
you are.
Until like something freak happens, and
it looks beautiful. The rent. I know. You look at it, and you're like,
you know
that's
what
awesome.
Though? If it's a freak accident, it will make national news.
You would go out in a pretty cool
right.
way.
It would be a story to tell everyone.
Well, you wouldn't be telling.
That's okay. You guys will have a great story to tell.
Yeah.
Great video of it, you and your giant 7
oh,
foot
thank you.
I regret nothing.
All right, well, let's end this because my food came.
Okay, cool, because I want to eat mine, too.
Okay, that's the oh, boy. Where's our producer?
Oh, she's running around. We're good, Nicole.
We're good. You
thanks
can stop
for listening
it.
To the Rap Party Podcast.
We've rambled so long that everyone left. Bye, everyone.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.